mercy accompany them that have given and would have wished to give. This we ask in the name of the Most High God, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Christmas to everybody here. So can we be on our feet and we shake ourselves a little bit?
Afiako aporo aboto yen to be home and joya me atom yen now I'm a fepa to yen. A fee ko a poro a botu yen to be home et so nyami atum yen now a ma fe pa.
Can we sing
a
fish
ya po
a
fish
ya
pa
a
fish
ya
pa
a
fish
oh
oh
a
fish
ya
pa
como
tu
ye
a
fish
ya
po
a
fish
ya
po
a
pro
a
fish
ya
po
a
potu
ye
su
pio
e
so
nya
mi a
tu
mie excited and so now I am
happy
to be
happy
to
be
happy
to
be
happy
to
be
happy
to
Mama
Bishapo,
ye
Mama
Bishapa,
Abiatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yaye
Dinipo,
ye
Mama
Bishapo,
ye
Mama
Bishapa,
Abiatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yaye
Dinipo,
Papa
no
ye,
Papa
no
yo,
Aboniko,
Papa
no
yo,
Boniko,
Abiatu
Yaye
Dinipo,
Abiatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yaye.
Oh,
Papa,
no,
yo,
Abia to
Yatu
Yatu
Boni
Nanko,
oh,
Papa,
no,
yo,
ah,
Boni
Nanko,
Papa,
no,
yo,
ah,
Boni,
oh,
ah,
Boni,
ko,
Abia
to
Yatu Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu
Yatu Yatu
Yatu
Yatu Yatu Yatu
our
best
friend no
say
oh wah
wah.
Ah,
there's
a put
to
for
us
to
oh,
you're again.
Ah,
now
it's
your
now you
see that
now.
Our
best
friend
no
say
Why can't the yachty rabbi. Hey, 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 hey. Okay, yeah, yeah, we move me flow. Oh, don't fool away. Hey, Danny, hope I say it, Danny, the ground to home of me. And to me say, don't bury my honey, me, yummy, yeah. Think what she up a bedroom, yeah. Oh, now get now, oh, bow, get that. Nani, oh, baby, no. Kaya, oh, I bring it now. Everybody say, make what it say. Ah, make tabia. Hey, make your emoja fun. On the new one, make it a cheese. Make what it say.
When I was sitting here, have you ever stood in the queue? Yourself, you stood in the queue. You've queued down, then you come. This morning, I feel like somebody is a queue, but somebody is next in line. I'm feeling like, I don't know if somebody feels like I'm giving up or somebody feels like it's delayed or something feels like, but I feel that as if it's a queue and now it is your turn. I feel it is somebody's turn. I feel it is somebody's turn, I'm telling you. I feel it is somebody's turn. I feel it is somebody's turn. You are just behind the line. You are going to be saved. And I feel like telling somebody, yes, it's 26th. I still feel like telling somebody, the year is not over. Please, ladies and gentlemen, 26th is there today. 27th is still there. 28th is still there. 29th. God can show up on the 30th. God can show up on the 30th. We came here to celebrate Christmas. Yeah, the person is preaching. I like that one. Flow with me. He like give the, him or her a mic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I know there are difficult times. Yesterday, I just even realized that I didn't even send Christmas message. Yes, I know. I know the weight and things that hit people. So yesterday, I was quiet. I wanted to just to pray. I want to end the year. What's the message for the year? What's the message for today? What's the message to end it? I was very quiet. Yesterday, I have a position in the bed, and that was what. It was throughout the whole day. That's what it was. But I still think and believe and know that the God who is doing little things, here a little, there a little, will still come through. Look, the name Bethlehem. Jesus was born in where? He was born where? The name signifies what? Bread. Let's read a scripture. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah. I don't know how, if I've pronounced it. How I pronounced it. The English scholars can help me. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, not Psalm 5. Ephrathah. P-H is F. Eh? Ephrathah. Bethlehem, a place of bread. Ephrathah, a place of fruitfulness. It signifies, it means fruitfulness. It means double fruitfulness. So Bethlehem Ephrathah, place of supply, a place of bread, a place where one can get. But surprisingly, it says, are too small to be included among the Judah cities. Yet from you, Israel's future ruler will come. The name of Bethlehem signified an abundance, a place of bread, a place that you should do well. But in reality, Bethlehem was not exhibiting that. Are you here? Are you here? This morning, I want to give you different scenarios and how Christmas. This place is a bit warm. Why? Can we please check the ACs? Bethlehem, though it signified bread and fruitfulness, did not show it. It was not showing. It's the same when I read the scripture. There are other scenarios in the Bible that I want us to look at. One other scenario is a popular story about Jabez, the man called Jabez. The Bible describes that he was an honorable man. Can we look at that scripture about Jabez? 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9. We say thank you this morning. Oh, please move with me, move with me. I have to talk shortly. People's minds are on pork. Oh, 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9. Please look at the scripture. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. The reality was that Jabez was honorable. He was an honorable man. And his mother called his name Jabez because he bore him in pain. So though, go to the next verse, verse 10. Though the man was an honorable man, his life was not exhibiting it. Are you here? Now Jabez, oh come on, please, let's go to verse 10. What's happening this morning? And Jabez called on the God of Israel, oh, that thou will bless me indeed. Because the man looked at his life. Though he was very honorable, he wasn't exhibiting it. His name was, and the condition were contrary. Are you here? So, we are thinking about Christmas. And I'm bringing Bethlehem to you. The condition of Bethlehem. Where Bethlehem signifying one thing, but the reality on the ground didn't show it. Let's read another scripture. Go to 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. Na na na. Are you at 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 19? Sorry. 2 Kings 2 and verse 19. Verse 19, please. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, take note. The situation of the city is what? The situation of the city is what? The situation of the city is what? Ideally, the city serene. Maybe some river bodies were there. As my Lord says, but the water is bad and the ground is barren. My God. The situation of the city is pleasant, but the water is bad and the ground is barren. An opposite to the condition. An opposite to the condition. I believe that Christ came and chose to acquaint himself with Bethlehem, a place of fruitfulness, a place of bread, that you and I will have a mentality of change to a place. I don't know if you are getting me. This morning, I believe that you can be in a situation of insignificance. You can be in a situation where we would describe as error. You can be in a situation where you know that it's an opposite. You know that this is not me. This is really not me. I feel that I must be in a better place. I feel that I must have a better condition. And that's all Christmas is about. To change that situation that appears unfruitful, that appears barren, that appears negative. That image will change. That you and I today can mention Bethlehem. And when we think about Bethlehem, we want to visit Bethlehem. I'm sure if today we say, oh, we are going to Bethlehem, let's go and see the city, we'll be glad to move there. I'm just telling you that Christ came, and you see, he says he takes the foolish things of this world and turns it around. Maybe your condition looks negative. Your condition looks like it will not change. Your condition looks, you are in a worst case scenario. You are in a bad situation. But the truth of the matter is, that is not what you must be. You know that in me, I feel that I should have become that lawyer. I feel that business door should have opened. But you are experiencing a negativity. But as we celebrate Christ this morning and celebrate the name of Christ, he chose Bethlehem that wasn't doing well, that he might give the place a name. I believe that same grace rests upon your life. To give you a name, to give you a change of story, to give you that identity. So let's read about Mary. Let's read about Mary. What did she say? I hope I can find it. Katupra sita. Keria baba. Na 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 na. Luke chapter 1 and verse 46. Let's go down. Na na na. Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, this is after she had given birth. My soul magnifies the Lord. Let's go. Verse 47, please, let's go. Please, let's go. And my spirit has rejoiced in my God, my Savior. In God, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. He has done what? He has regarded what? That is what Christmas is about. Where Christ looks, where people who have been rejected, where somebody who feels that I'm not part of it, I'm not part of this society, I don't qualify. Christ came for the unqualified. He came to show that he can turn situation around. Mary was an insignificant person. He said, he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. Is that not what we are doing? Some will say, hey, I wish I was Mary. She was in a low state. In a place which was not considered. In a place that looked insignificant. Jesus came to give us that picture that he can turn insignificant things, insignificant people, the heads that have been bowed down, lives that have been shattered, lives that are broken, things that the beauty has been extracted from it. That's why we can read in Isaiah 61. He gives beauty for ashes. Oh, come on. Oh, give me Isaiah 61. Give me Isaiah 61. Let's read. Let's read. Things that are torn apart. Things that are destroyed. When they look at you, say, me, I didn't even go to school. You say, me, I'm a dropout. Look. I know a man of God who is in ICGC. I'm not saying a story. The man, at some time past in his life, he looked so insignificant. I was standing at Christ when, you know, they weren't even according him. Because when you look, oh, who is this? Maybe you have to move out to the side. But today, I'm just not mentioning his name, but his status. I remember when we were praying, even praying for his first trip. I remember that man very, very well. If Pastor Chris was here, I have a friend called Nanayao. I remember when we used student loan to buy him a fridge. Student loan, students gathering, went to eat in his house. I said, Pastor does not have a fridge. I said, oh, no, it's not correct. How come? Pastor should have a fridge. Student loan, here a little, there a little. Put it together and bought Pastor a fridge. He looked insignificant. Today, if you see him, marvelous. That's why we can say this is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. And that is what God does. That is what God does. When everybody says you are disqualified, when everybody says you will not make it, when the situation itself points out that it doesn't happen like that. I'm just small little testimony about the light. The man said it is not like that. Say it's not like that. It won't happen. You want to go. That's what he told me. He said, go. If you want to go. I said, okay. After he said, hey, Pastor Z, when you are different though. I'm just telling you that God qualifies the disqualified. If you feel disqualified, you qualify. If you feel insignificant, you fall in line. You are part of those God is looking out to. Isaiah 61. To preach good news, go. I think it's verse 3. That's what I need. Go. Go. Verse 3. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That you are carrying load and you think it is finished and you feel rejected and you are saying, God, where are you? Why are you not showing up? When will you come? Then that still small voice tells you, I will not leave you or forsake you. I am there. We all go through. Don't know how he will come through, but he says he's there. He can give beauty for ashes. Just say ash dear, just say I say in the human mind it is finished. It is what? But he said on the cross, it is finished. He negated your, it is finished. He has finished the business. As we celebrate Christmas, I just want you to remember. Look, it was prophesied years ago. Years ago. Christ's birth. Isaiah prophesied it. Jeremiah prophesied it. And he says, I look upon my word to perform. This is for somebody this morning. I don't know what you have heard, but he says, I look upon my word. It's in my ikata career. So you will see some event. One event happening after the other. And you will not know that I am musikitiria baba. Yesterday I was talking to my friend. That we're recollecting Lighthouse. Do you remember when Lighthouse, they scattered them at Kolebu? Do you remember that story? Oh, maybe you didn't hear when people attacked the church and there were stones. It looked difficult situations. Everything going bad. That is when somebody came and said, there's a warehouse at where is now Kodesh. Beauty for ashes, my sister. When the stones and they broke people's windscreen and then it was difficult. And it's the same way I'm just thinking how we are threatened in this place. Masuka takaria sutukobrakaya. As for prayer, nobody can stop it. I feel threatened. I say, Lord, it is your church. Nobody can threaten your church. You cannot threaten the church. Make a way. Stand in for your people. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You are a helper. So things will... I don't know if we read... Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Maybe you understand what I'm talking about. The teaching guy is getting ready. He's getting ready. I have the information, so don't worry. Na, na, na. Let me feel free a bit. Na, na, na. Who is down in this place? Let your spirit man come up. Be encouraged, though. Karababosto, be encouraged. Let your hand be lifted up. I don't know. Maybe you heard that bad news. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out of Caesar Augustus that all wells should be registered. It was like a national call. But behind the scene was God. Go to the next verse. Let's go. Hurry up. This census first took place while whatever was governing said, go, verse 3. So all went to be registered. Census. So maybe they say census or their Ghana card and say, I'm going to my village. Or I'm going to do it here. Or voters ID, and because of that, you are moving. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. So you understand Joseph moved. Because he was of the house of the lineage of David. Continue. To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Jesus was in the womb. And they say censor, so they had to go. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. Census. National announcement. So they had to move. And when they moved, when they got to the place, where did they get to? They moved to Bethlehem. Because it has been prophesied. Isaiah was 700 years. Jeremiah, several years. That man, baby Jesus, will be born in Bethlehem. So a decree comes, census. I don't know what God is orchestrating in your life. Go for it. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them. And oh, come on, go to verse 8. Go to verse 8. I'll still show you something. Go to verse 8. Okay. Now there were shepherds in the same fields, keeping watch by night. And what happened to the shepherds? You keep going down. Keep going. A light shone, a star, and told them, I can lead you. GPS location. I've told you. God knows your location. No, you knew where Jesus was. So the star, Kati Ikara, it was moving. You think it is a star. You think it's just a star. You think it's just news. You think it's just information. But the information is causing you to move. Ayato, it will land you straight. A couple had a baby. The baby was crying. There was no milk. God was telling somebody in a shop, send, buy milk. He said, what am I going to use with the milk? I don't have a baby. God says, buy milk. Buy milk. The man buys milk, puts it in his car. He's going. Then he feels direction, go somewhere. And there, at that place, couple, mommy, daddy, baby, mommy, daddy crying. Because Lord, where will help come from? In the night. In the night, where will help come from? But when they were crying, God told somebody to buy milk like a star and directed the man to the home. Go and knock on the door and you be apologetic that I think I have milk and share. You have milk. You have what? You have what? You have milk. We are crying for milk. I told you to keep going. There was a decree. After the baby you left, Herod wanted to kill Jesus. They moved to Egypt. He was there till Herod died. God will preserve you. God will keep you. God will keep you and me. God has instructions for you. He will not let you be harmed. He will not allow you to be harmed. This is what Christmas. Leadings, direction, protection. But there's one more thing I still want to show you. Why Jesus is called Jesus of Nazareth. Let's keep going. Go down. Shakatukaria. Na 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 na. Na na. Oh, sorry. So I can pick it from Matthew. Let me pick it from Matthew. Go to Matthew chapter 2. And verse 22. You go. Let's take Matthew version. Go to Matthew chapter 2, verse 22. Listen to me. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. So God instructed Joseph in a dream, go to Egypt. Joseph moves Jesus and Mary to Egypt. When Herod died, God sent a message, go back. God sent a message, go back. Yes, they came back. And he continues, but when he heard, that means Joseph, that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod. He was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. Go to the next verse. And he came and dwelt in a city called what? He came and dwelt in a city called what? That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. Things just happened. Something is being orchestrated for. So far as you are praying, I don't know, but I know that God has heard your voice. I know that something is happening. Something will be scheming. Something will be working. He moved and went to settle in Nazareth because Jesus Christ must be called a Nazarene. It was prophesied. God's word will come to pass. Oh, he looks upon his word. He must be called a Nazarene. So this thing must take place. He must move. He heard the word that Herod's brother was still reigning. He's afraid. So I'm moving. He thought it was his decision. Oh, some animals can get lost. And you go looking for them. And in the process, that is when you will be anointed king. That is what it's all about. You have an encounter of a miracle just as you are moving. Some of it is feeble steps. Some of it walking to the, I don't know anybody. Some of it, I say, is feeble steps. But keep moving. I gave you an instruction, be kind. I told you to be kind. I told you. How many of you obeyed me? I told you to be kind, though. I told you to be kind. It's not late. But I believe that God can still do something and will do something. And the one just next in line will still receive that miracle. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. For Jesus, he had to be called a Nazarene. You probably UCC student. You have to be called UCC student. I don't know how things will be orchestrated for you, but think about it. Think about it. Your boss was angry. Don't be afraid. Your boss was angry. Don't be afraid. He's saying, go. Somebody's testimony here. Who is that lady? Oh, yeah. I just remembered your testimony. She said her boss was angry. And the boss said, I'll not work with you again. Is that not what it? I'll not work with you again. When you hear news like this, you think the same. But God was bringing her another letter. Boss says, who says your destiny is in the hands of a man? A man can decide. Put a red. But just when the man did this, then the angel did this, and the angel's own will stand. So when she was depressed and thinking, but we've been praying, she said, Pastor, when you said we should drop the prayer request here, that is what I wrote on the paper. That prayer request, I said, let the people write their request. Father, any one of those requests, remember your word and fulfill it. So when her boss said no, God has already said yes. You started awake. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise. Because the altar, she had brought the case here already. Which case is here? Which case is here? He who remembers. I believe this morning is orchestrating something. And there's a lifting up for some insignificant condition. Your name is Bethlehem. And something good will come out of the case. May God bless you. May God reward you. May God give you beauty for ashes. May God cause something to be turned around. the significance of Christmas, of the name. If you are Jabez, may you be honorable indeed. If you are Bethlehem, if you are in a low estate like Mary, may God honor you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ overshadow this church and God's people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This morning, let your hope come alive. Let the threat cease. Let that work of evil be annulled. Instead of shame, receive double honor. Let the double door open unto you. Instead of shame, instead of reproach. And if some things have persisted, if that land appears good, but is barren, let there be healing to that land. Let there be healing to that life. Let there be a repair. Kasu akata akariasa. He that mends the brokenhearted. I feel that there's a mending this morning. I feel that God is fixing something this morning. You don't have to know how, but He's fixing it. He knows how He'll fix it. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. Give the Lord a big clap offering of praise.